We'll say we continue today in Simon Lamed Beis in the midst of Sif Yud Ches. Because once again, this particular part of the halacha gets very intricate in the details of Safros, so we're just going to approach it in a little bit of a panoramic overview. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Enogu Ragle Hahei V'Hakuf. If the regalim, if ultimately again the two bases of the hay and the kuf touch, bagag, so again this is imnogu ragle hahei v'hakuf bagag, yigror haregel, v'yachzer v'yichtevenu, you simply go ahead and scratch off, literally remove the ink from the regel, from the base, and you could go ahead and rewrite it. And he writes, ve'in sarach ligror kala'os, you don't have to go ahead and scratch off the entire little letter, ki'agag kadin nichtav, because ultimately, again, the roof of the letter was written correctly. Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Pei Gimel writes, Hahei, af im nidbak rak kechot asara, even if the two parts of the letter are only connected a hair's breadth, but often shatinok yodea shehuhei, in a way in which the child is still able to identify that it indeed is still a hay, afilu hachi tzarach ligror kol haregel, nevertheless, you still have to go ahead and scrape off the entire base. The choshen suras os alav kemosh nimsura lemoshe misinai in shem os alav. Because as long as the letter does not have the form in which Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately, again, that is not a correct letter. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on, im naga regal ha'alef begag ha'alef, if the base of the alef ends up becoming connected to the top of the alef. If you take a look at Sif Katan Pei Hei in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes ha'regel, perish kulo, bein behei bein bakuf, kevan shnasa v'pisul. So the idea over here is the entirety, whether it's with a hay, whether it's a kuf, meaning it's not just an aleph. So if the base of the aleph ultimately is connected to the top of the aleph, oh, pnei ha'aleph b'ponim ha'gag shetachteha, or ultimately the inside of the aleph becomes connected ultimately again to the top, pasul, the halacha is that the letter is pasul. So again, remember, in all of these situations, what effectively has happened is that halacha lemaisa, the letter is no longer recognizable. Ve'ein takana begrira, and therefore again, there is no takana with simply scratching off the ink. Why? Dehavi kechak tochos. Because remember again, as we've spoken about, the only time you could go ahead and erase ink in an effort to make a letter once again kosher is only if the letter is already legible from the beginning. But if as a result of the letter being connected to the one after it or before it, the letter is no longer legible, then simply removing some of the ink will not be a proper remedy. That'll get into the issue of chok tochos. Ela yigror komash nase bepisol v'yachzer v'yichtevenu. Rather, you have to go ahead and scratch off the entire part of the letter that now has become puzzle, and you have to go back and rewrite it again. Hagot d'ramo writes v'chin adin b'yudei hashin v'hatzadik v'ayin v'apei im nago beguf haos yoser mimakom dibukam. And this is true, the same halacha is true with a yud and with a shin, a tzaddik and ayin or a pei. If ultimately, again, in nago begufa os yoser mimkom dibukam, if ultimately all of these letters, which again have more than one part, if there is more of a connection than just the area where the two parts are connected, then ultimately this will render the letter pasul. Now, just for our purposes today, important qualification, the Berhitiv writes, it is the Berhitiv in Sif Katan Lamed Beis Bagag, Kola Seif Zeh Ayri Kodim Shekasav Oshel Acharav. This entire Sif presupposes that one has not yet written the next letter. De'az Yesh Takana, because then there is a way to remedy this situation. Aval Acharkach Delo. Remember again, in any situation, we pointed this out yesterday, if it turns out that the letter itself is puzzle, then the only way to rectify that letter is if the letter after it has not yet been written. But if the letter after it has already been written and the previous letter is puzzle, and now you have to scratch out that letter to rewrite the new letter, that poses a problem of shaloka sidron, of writing the letters out of order. V'dafka shalom nishar tzuras os pelotikun, as asula takna kishekasav lefana mishum dahavik tilok sidron avalem nishar tsuras os afilo below tikun yuchala takna afilo achakach techevan the tsuras os hayenikar leka mishum dilok sidron. Now remember again, the Berhalacha points out something very important, and we've spoken about this already in a couple of different types of circumstances, but Halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that If the letter itself is recognizable, but let's say there's some type of issue like we learned yesterday where the letters are connected or the ink spread a little bit too far so that it takes it all the way to the edge of the parchment, but the letter itself is clearly discernible, all I need to do is remove some ink, then that is not a problem of chaktochos. If it's not a problem of chaktochos, then even if there are subsequent letters written, I could still correct the one letter, and it makes no difference that there are letters written after it. However, when the letter is obscured in such a way that the letter itself is puzzle, then, first of all, not only could one can't simply scratch away some ink, because that'll be an issue of chaktochos, but to take that a step further, that even if one is able to remedy that letter, the remedy only works if there are no letters written after it. But if there are additional letters already written after it, then when you remedy the earlier letter, even though you fix the letter, you run into a secondary issue of Shelo Kisidron, that you're going ahead and now you have written the letters of the Parashah of Tefillin out of order, and ultimately writing those letters out of order causes a halachic issue. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Emirat Hashem, we will pick up with Sif Yud Tes, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.